Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cane. We're slicing cane. We're slicing cane.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for joining in today. Today is Tuesday, November the 8th, 2016. Just want to thank you for sincerely thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show on this Tuesday. They call it Selection Tuesday, and we have a live show for you all today. And so we're going to get going with that. But before we do that, everyone, let's support Black Talk Radio Network to ensure that this network is here in the future and will continue to bring the issues and to make the overall opportunity for you to have a voice and to decide what's in your best interest, what's in your family's best interest, and what's in the community's best interest. And you could do that by giving some of your financial energy by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com and see the crowdfunding digital black media program that's going on right there. Can't miss it. And all of the options for you to give your financial energy or to give some of your labor, the fruits of your labor to the network so that it can have take that energy and continue to be on air and bring you the programs that have been so beneficial to you in your family. So you can do that by going to Black Talk Radio Network. You'll see the crowdfunding digital black media. Also, you'll see on the far right hand margin the opportunity to join the social media outlet or social media platform that Black Talk Radio Network has established. It is a great way for you to be able to get out some of the things that you think and to actually promote yourself, your business, or some events that's going on in the community or things that you are sponsoring. And not only that, it's a great place for you to post what you think and some of the ideas that you would have in different concerning different things in different arenas where you can be assured that your opinion or your comments or your thoughts will not adversely affect you and where your information will not be sold to any bidder at all. This is a great place for you to do that for only $24 a year. You could do that at Black. You could join the BTR community. Also, if you're interested in acquiring real money, precious metals, you can go to Prosperity Mint, P-R-O-S-P PERITYMINT.com to acquire and to trade some of your slave laborers for the wage of a king and the wage of a lady and a gentleman, for you to be your own bank, and for you to position yourself where your prosperity will not be stolen from you and you will not lose the energy of your labor. But you do that by getting real money. Cash does not do that for you, but you can do that by going to Prosperity Mint. And if you've never purchased the precious metals before, I would suggest just email Wolf 6, that's the number 6, Wolf, W-O-L-F, the number 6, P-A-C-K, the number 1, at gmail.com, and someone will get back with you to ensure that you are, to give you some advisements on how to do that purchase online, or how to engage in acquiring the precious metals. So, that being said, let's jump into the news. And today is an open line for anything. You can call in to 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and hit *61. I'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring it up. You can call in about anything. Let's talk about any and everything.
Hey, Dave, good evening to you.
What's up, brother? How you doing, Scotty?
Okay, just a quick fix, and I will start posting this in the promo, both numbers. But, you know, we've been getting some of our callers who say when they call the conference line, that 641 number is charging 1 cent a minute. So what I did was change our studio line that was tied to Skype, since it's not worth using right now. And I'm forwarding calls to 704-951-5030 to our conference line number, and it won't charge you. Then you just put in that same code, same other stuff apply. So if you are one of those individuals that's calling 641-715-3660 and it's saying 1 cent a minute, your carrier, whether that be T-Mobile or some other local regional carrier, you can replace that number by calling 704-951-5030 and then hit the participant code, which is 549032#, *61 to comment. Thanks, Dave.
Okay, no problem, Scotty. Thank you. I was busy today. I saw the email. I should have read that, so my mistake. Sorry about that. The number is area code 704-951-5030. Then you would hit 549032#, then hit *61. We'll see you in the queue and we'll bring you up. So the number once again to call in is 704-951-5030. Then you would hit the participant code of 549032#, then hit *61. I'll see you in queue. So that's the number to call in so that you won't be charged. You know, and there was some people, you know, I heard about this a while ago, some people calling into the conference line, and then it was messing up their data and everything else, and their line was being messed up. They were being charged for it. So this is a way around that. So glad that Scotty was able to get around this, and it's so important. So we got a caller in queue before we go into what's in the news. There's a lot going on, and I'm going to touch on some very, very important things. So if you'd like to get in on a conversation at any time, give us a call, 704-951-5030. Then hit participant code of 549032#, then hit *61. I'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. So let's go to the caller that's in queue. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
What's up, family?
What's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm good, man. We heading to the polls.
Okay. Okay, cool.
For the circus show.
Yeah, right.
But I've been getting calls all day, man, from my family telling me how, you know, I got to vote Democrat, and Hillary is going to save the children, and man, it's been, my God, I don't know what to do about that. But I just wanted to put it out there that that movie, it's a movie, that Zero Days.
Yes.
that talks about the Stuxnet and
Oh man, oh, you're gonna love this show then, Mel. Oh, yeah. I hate that you got. Okay, but go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but go ahead, brother.
No, that's I just wanted you. It's a full length movie about it. And
yeah,
it's just, man, once you see it, if you don't understand what they've been doing for very long,
you will after it. Yeah,
yeah. So yeah, that I just wanted to chime in on that.
And you know what, Mel? We actually played the trailer for 0 Days about 6 months ago, 6-7 months ago. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it is. And guess what? Today, 0 Days has reinvented itself, or has reshown itself, or has reared its ugly face in Russia. The same technology, and we're going to talk about in what's in the news, because I don't know if you'll hear it, but there was a Stuxnet-like virus that blew up some major Russian power plants today, and this power plant and one of their largest power plants in this region of Russia, and this power plant is very, very important because it provides the sourcing for its North naval fleet, which is now in Syria and is within hours of engaging in airstrikes against in Aleppo. Man, this whole thing
wow.
is starting to, yeah. So it actually exploded, and we posted inside of Tando from RT. I just wanted to give you that heads up since you said that, because you're going into the fooling place.
Yeah.
So, and you know what, man? It's so crazy. You know, we have, and you know, to each his own. I don't discourage people from doing what they're going to do, but I'm just going to say this. How many times have your family members called, and how many votes have y'all all been to, and ain't a darn thing changed? And anything meaningfully. So what makes you think that anything will ever be any different? Yes, it's, you know, has some relative weight in some things, but the overall circus of it all is to deceive you. The key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. They're going to make you believe that this individual, and they've done it through cultural and through faddish and through repetitive pounding into your brain, that man is a savior for you, when there is no savior for you, but the only thing is choices of yours. What you choose and what you build will be where you live. Man. So be careful there, man. Don't let that stuff rub off on you, and don't, you know, don't get... you know, that stuff is contagious, so don't catch that.
Yeah, please. You
that
already
foolishness.
Know. I'm waterproof. I'm foolish.
Take your thieves oil in there, man.
Yes, sir. Have a good show.
All right, brother. Much love. Much respect. Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Sir.
So, yes, you know, my thing is that every person has their own thing. If you think that voting is very significant, that's fine. I'm, you know, cool. But then I would also say you need to really look at it from a standpoint of what's the evidence of that? What is really done? And all of that so-called civil rights fight to something else, you know, what was really gained? And most people that would say that the civil rights, and I won't even say that, pretty much everyone thinks that the civil rights was the best thing for us, and I say that's because they haven't read the Civil Rights Act at all, nor have they comprehended what it said. It was the worst thing for every single person on this planet, not only just our community, but the whole planet. See, the deception is always real. So we got another caller that's in queue. Then we're going to go to Brother Davis, because Brother Davis probably wants to give a rundown on what Wise Wednesday will be about tomorrow, which I know you all are looking forward to. I am as well. So let's go to this other caller, then we will go to Brother Davis. Hold on 1 second. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, this is Jerry from Chattanooga. How you doing tonight, Dave?
Jerry, what's up,
Davis?
Brother?
Brother Scatter, how you doing? I'm doing great, man.
Good, man. Shoot.
To follow up on the Omea calling in. I went and voted today, and I'm gonna give a little more disclosure. On three, we only had four instances where we could vote. We voted on the election. We voted on the Senate, the Congress, and we voted on wine being sold, whether it should be sold in our grocery stores or not.
Mm-hmm.
Those was the only things that was being voted on. For the presidential election, I elected myself.
That's what I did. You wrote yourself in, my man.
Yeah, I wrote myself in. For the Senate race, I wrote myself. For the Congress, I wrote myself, and I voted to sell wine in the grocery stores. And that may be because I drank every now and again, and I don't want to have to go to different places to do it. But that's just me, though. But those was the only things that they had for us to vote on. And it was interesting that you made that statement about what has it changed. And I remember me being, I'm still young, but me being a child, my grandmother used to make a lot of things happen around our city. The people right. who she backed as far as the local election, that's what I tell people, is that the local election is what you really are voting for, because when you vote for the presidential election, your vote doesn't matter. I was talking to my younger cousin, and she was saying how much the vote matters, and I was telling her about the Electoral College, and that every president that's ever been elected, after the Electoral College has been established, they won the Electoral College, whether they won a popular vote or not. You know, now right. when I told her to go research that, I never got an answer.
Of course
so
not.
What that tells me is that she seen what I was saying to be factual, and she didn't want to talk about it no more. And we seen this happen with Bush and Al Gore, where he won. It's another instance, but I can't remember the president's name. But it was another time when that happened also, where one president won a popular vote, and the other one won the electoral vote, and the one who won the electoral vote won the presidency. So, mm-hmm. as you stated, when has this ever made a difference for you? And the only thing that people can really give you is that it happened in their local election. So for them to know that and to go vote for a president and not know who their local candidates are, and just pencil somebody in because they don't know who they are and they feel like they need to vote for a Democrat or Republican, that's not a great decision for them to be making, because they think they know about one person, when that person that they think they know about, they have no control or no say-so over, and the people that they do have control over, they just penciling them in because they don't know the difference. So I'm going to get out the queue, because I'm sure that I'm going to have some more questions as the show goes on. And I can't wait to hear what tonight's show is about.
Man, you know, Jerry, well said. And, you know, one of the things, you know, with your niece or your cousin that you gave that bit of factual information to, one of the things that this system has taught us to always want to feel as if we're right, and to move away from learning. I know for me and many of you, learning is more important than anything else. And this is why you go on investigative journeys of things. My thing is, I always want to be as close to the truth as possible. I don't take an emotional side just because. And what happens is that the overall charades of this whole game, and it's all been actually edified and reinforced by the different faddish TV shows and from sports and from us against them and from war. It's always about you have to be right, and you should be, from being from religious to any and everything, so that you will always be at someone else's throat. And when some truth is around you, you discard it because it's not what's in your best interest and what you think when you have done nothing to substantiate or validate it. You know, just I was listening to Scotty on my way home yesterday, and he talked about Donna Brazile and how, you know, here it is, she claimed this and she claimed that, and then she said, yeah, and I don't feel bad about the whole situation because you're corrupt. They are absolutely letting you know that the whole system is corrupt and everyone else is corrupt in its well, because that's what this breeds. It doesn't breed truth. It doesn't breed loyalty. I mean, sincere moral loyalty. It has no moral absolutes that are should be any form of core value that is benevolent. It's everything to do with I'm right. And not only am I right, I'm willing to kill, and I'm willing to hate on my own family, friends, and everything else for that when it's not. And guess what? You're not getting a darn thing from the way that you feel. It's ridiculous. This is the process that's been taught to us. And one of the things that we're going to talk about today is I'm going to give you what my opinion is. Doesn't make it right. What this whole, what direct democracy is really about. And what I think we should be doing. One, you get rid of presidents, you get rid of Supreme Courts, you get rid of Congress, you get rid of the judicial system, and you get back to where the people make all the decisions themselves. There's no one person that represents many people. No. No. There's no system where people stand on one individual's shoulders. No. Because then that individual becomes corrupt and compromised. And it's easy to do it that way. Now, in my opinion, it should only be done one way, the people way. So we're going to get into that, and we'll express that. But let's go to Brother Davis, who's in queue.
Can I add this hold in on, real quick, Dave, for you?
Yeah, go ahead, Jerry.
Real quick. You said something about the about representing folks. And I'm not sure if anybody else caught this. I know you don't listen to the rhetoric from these politicians and whatnot, but they always you told me something a long time ago, and I always keep that in mind. So I be listening to this stuff to kind of be prepared for what's gonna come next. And for a while, we've always known that we was the second tier, although a lot of our ancestors, not all of them, but a lot of our ancestors were slaves. So, but it was white people, then it was us. After we started fighting for our rights and whatnot, it became the white people, the Asians, and then us. And the more power we gained, the more immigrants they brought in. And now they're not talking about the black vote no more after Obama. They're talking about the Hispanic vote. I don't know if a lot of people caught that, but the Hispanic vote is what they're most concerned about. They speak about the black vote somewhat, but the Hispanic vote and the Asian vote is what they're mainly chasing. That is a very telling statement from these same politicians that everybody going out there to vote for. They're telling you exactly who they're looking for, and without saying it, who they don't care for.
You know what?
Something to keep in mind.
Hey, brother, this Scotty, to your point, I was just reading an article about here in North Carolina, doing, you know, my intelligence work, and I saw exactly what you said. Here in North Carolina, they were really pointing out that the Hispanic vote was up by something like 73%, and the Asian American vote was up by 79%.
Yes, sir. And they don't care what our vote is. Because we all know that voter suppression, a lot of people mad at Donald Trump, and just like you, Scotty, I know he's full of it. I know he's a racist, full-blown, born and bred. He admitted to that his whole family was involved in the whole KKK movement. He admitted that, and he said that it shouldn't be a problem. You know, I mean, how can somebody say that to you and you not have a twitch in your face? But with that being aside, he says this, people accept it, and then we come about and we still practice in these same practices that we always been in. But all at the same time, they are constantly letting people into the country, constantly
but people that's coming from Somalia, Jamaica, Africa on these little boats. Now, I was in the Navy. I know you, I think you was in the Army, Scotty. I was in the Navy. Now, I was on the boat to where it was some Somalian refugees, and they put the 50 cals on them, you know. They put them on them outright, point blank. It wasn't no questions, no nothing. Y'all get away from this ship or we're going to blow y'all out the water. Now, anybody else on that same boat, within about a two-week span, we see some Spanish people, a little brighter skin, you know. They don't put the 50 cals on them. They put M4s on them, but they end up letting them on the ship, you know. And it's things like this, you know. I didn't understand what I was seeing at the time, but as I started growing and understanding more about geopolitical politics, I revert back to those things that I done seen, and it make a whole lot of sense to me, you know, because ain't none of this changed. It's just the people who don't understand it growing up, and they either understanding it now, or they still missing out on what's going on.
And you know what, man, we got to get ready to, we got Brother Davis. I'm going to go to Brother Davis in 1 minute, and then I'm going to make this. You know what, in my opinion, this is what it really boils down to, in my opinion. They don't care. It's not about any race of people. Yes, they highlighted the Hispanic, the Latino votes, the Asian vote, the immigrant vote. But this is the key. That's the trick. The key to the whole thing is the vote. Because the thing about it is that if you're voting, if you don't know how the count of the vote is going, the vote is totally illegitimate. See, that's the facade. The whole thing that keeps them in power is people voting. Is the vote? It doesn't matter what the class of the vote is. The vote is what keeps them in power, because it makes people think that there's a form that they are an inclusion into the system, that if they will just assimilate to it, that they can affect the change to their future and their life. You can't vote your way to freedom.
Hey, Dave.
You can't vote your way to freedom. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with you on that point, since you have open lines today. What matters most is the what keeps them in power is the guns and their propensity to use them and do violence to other people. And my position is this. I'm like you. Whether you vote or don't vote, I'm still in a fight with you against a common enemy. So right. You do what you right. do, what you are expert in. I will handle this activity area over here. But we have the same common enemy. But regardless of whether people vote or not, those politicians that are selected, and like the brother was saying, even on the local level, the way, you know, once they get selected, they are going to pass laws, and they are going to have an impact on you and your family, whether you vote or not, whether you voted for President Obama or not, or any of the current members of the board of of USA Inc. They passed the law to say they're going to snatch up your children by the gun. They're going to do this by gunpoint. They're not going to come to your door and say, right, "May I right. have your daughter?" They gonna come and take your daughter and ship her off to go fight somewhere, they've been doing it with our sons, and so we have to pay attention to all people activity areas, but I don't see, man, I don't see how we're nonviolently going to replace this current system with a system of justice without some bloodshed. I hope it don't ever come to that. So, but I'm just by any means necessary. But today, like on my show earlier today, I said, regardless if it's Hillary Clinton or regardless if it's Donald Trump, we going to have an unindicted criminal and white racist person as the head of the corporation known as USA Inc. What are we going to do prepare for them, or to counter what they going to try to do to us?
Yep, so true. You know, we're going to pick this up. We got Brother Davis in queue. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come out of the commercial break, we're going to go straight to Brother Davis, and then we'll continue. Then we'll get into what's in the news for some very, very important stuff. Listen, everyone, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-951-5030. And the participant code is 549032 pound and hit star 61 and we'll bring you up hit star 61, see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. You listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses. Dave, you there? You might be have muted.
Yep, sorry about that. Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. Brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We have a live show for you today, this Tuesday. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-951-5030. And the participant code is 549032 pound and hit star 61. I'll see you in queue. We got to go to our calls right now. Then we're going to get back into today's show. We got Brother Davis on the line. Here we go. Brother Davis, welcome to Tando Radio Show. It's always good to hear the voice of a friend. Brother Davis?
Absolutely, brother. How are you?
good, Brother Davis. How are you, brother?
I am superb, man. Listen, the show is exciting. I do want to point out a few things. I said 2 years ago that there's been a transformation of the workforce. The reason why is because corporates were under a law. The law says you can't hire illegal immigrants, but it was not being pursued. So corporations all over the country were hiring illegal immigrants so that they could keep them coming. The reason why was because there was a transformation of the workforce. And if you notice that where it used to be a nice, heavy black population working, now you got a nice, heavy Latino population working. Now, here's their form of control. They give you the appearance of democracy by telling you have the right to vote, but yet they control the election through the electoral colleges. So you have no leverage with electoral colleges, so regardless of who you vote for, they control the outcome. Three, I want to point at this out very carefully. The Latino brothers and sisters have not grasped the totality of how this system works. Although they have the numbers and that they're thinking by this time that they're going to be in a position to leverage any politician they want to, they will until they decide to cross the line. See, when black people decided at some point that pretty soon we ain't going to put up with this, white people had to deal with the history of how they got black people to where they are. So therefore, they said, look, let's start this transformation process. So by the time they wake up and become aware of the power that they have, we can undercut them with a whole new workforce and literally manipulate them to where we want them to be. Now, that's for those who literally feel like they're helpless. But if we collaborate our resources, like every other group has done, we can move into the shadows and come out stronger as long as we begin to understand the importance of combining and consolidating our resources. Until we do that, we will be the victims. But don't think for a minute that before the financial structure that makes white racism powerful is totally dismantled, that they're going to give up the position of control. No, they're not. And I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people fail to realize, but I said this before, this Russia and China international marketing of finances is a direct challenge to the Rothschild system. Now, the Rothschild system is what you've been under. That's how the Federal Reserve literally leveraged their way in 1917 because of the Rothschild philosophy with finance. Remember, Give me control of the American money. Give me the control of the money. I don't care who runs the country. And you have seen that right here in America, because we are now under the control of an oligarchy. We have to wake up, people, now to get to tomorrow night's show. Tomorrow night's show is going to be based on the importance of nutrition and your body. And why? Because we're going to go through some diverse circumstances. We're going to need how we're going to edify our body in diverse conditions. So you're going to have to know certain things. You're going to have to know that there are 12 major organs in your body, and 6 of them supply the food process, meaning that you eat it, it's processed into nutrition and energy, and then it's disseminated, and then 6 of them control the waste aspect, how you bring the transformation of used food out at the other end. So it's important that you listen to tomorrow night's show so that you can actually understand how you can consume the most sufficient food for your circumstances, as well as being able to get as much energy out of what you eat. Okay, brothers, back at you, Dave. I appreciate you, man.
Great, great points, Brother Davis. Yes, it was Amir Rothschild that said, give me control of the money. Give me control of the money supply, and I care not who makes the laws. That was absolutely right. And the money that he was talking about was not cash, ladies and gentlemen. Like J.P. Morgan said, you know, gold is money. Everything else is credit. They tell you everything. And, you know, it's to the point that was, and you know, we all made some really, really good points. One of the things that I always say is that if we play by the rules, they will continue to rule. And from the standpoint of, you know, what Scotty says by the gun, that's absolutely right. It is by the violence. And the overall, the system gives the illusion that you are a participant in it, that you really matter, your vote matters, and that even on the local level, let me tell you something about the local level. That is the introduction to the drug of destruction. They see the local level, they'll allow you to have some meaningful a form of a semblance in the local level. You know why? Because you can touch your local assembly. You can touch it, but that's really just an indoctrination, and that's just where they get you. That's a date rape drug. Loco is a date rape drug. And then what happens is, because this whole thing is a scam, and until we walk away from this scam, because there's nothing natural about it. There's nothing natural about it. We lose our ancestral superpowers by engaging in this. I think what one of the things that we should do and we should be moving to is to get rid of the Supreme Court. How in the world can you have some judges or a monarchy that will be judging until they die or until they decide or until they kill them like they did Scalia, until they retire, whatever? That is a monarchy. That's a ruler. That's one of the ultimate slave masters. Then a president, a Congress, and everything else, these people don't know you. They live a lifestyle that you have never even been, you had no idea what it's all about, nor do they give a damn about you. You have to start giving a darn about yourself and creating a way of life for you and your community. If you're not making the overall agreed upon code of conduct of you and people around you, and someone else is doing that, then what they're going to do is they're going to create taxes for you, and they're going to enslave you, and you're going to be paying them, and what they're going to do is divide you against everybody else so that they'll be fight for crumbs. This is the system that we really have, and it's always been that way. There is no political solution to a moral corruption. None whatsoever. And until we understand these things, until this becomes important to us, until we realize enough is enough. Listen, Obama, 8 years before then, and all the years before, nothing has moved towards a moral, evenly yoked way of living. the disparity of treatment is always going to be great. At some point, at some time, they're going to put black people back on top. And they're going to have somebody else at the foot. This is what control does. This is what it needs, too. They've thought this thing out, and they've been practicing it for years. The thing is that they haven't forgotten their ancestral connection to all of this. We have. And once we realize this, and we stop playing by their rules, and we establish our own rules, like they're doing in Spain, where they have no government in certain parts of it, nothing there is going wrong. Get rid of the Supreme Court justice. But don't get rid of it by confrontation by them. Now, if they want to come in and actually attack you, you defend yourself. But see, because they lose moral high ground from that. Remove your energy from this whole system. This whole thing could be stopped overnight once the people get ready for it. All you have to do is stop working and stop paying. Alexander Haig, the former Secretary of State for Reagan, said about people protesting, let them protest as long as they pay their taxes. What was he really saying? He was saying as long as they participate in our form of government, we'll tell them where they can protest and they can be as loud as they want. See, when you scream, the poverty screams while wealth whispers. We've forgotten how to whisper. We truly, truly have forgotten how to whisper. And because of that, we maintain the continuance of our overall mental, physical, and spiritual subjugation because we give energy to it. There is no prayer that you can have on your knees when you surrender your free will to an energy that the great creator does not resonate with. You've made your choice by your energy. By your decision making, the direction that you decided to go in. This is a railroad job, and we're all on the damn tracks. And until we get off of that track and let that train go where it's going to go, and we go and do what we need to do, it will continue. It will continue. Hear a train. Don't see no tracks. That's how God comes. So, we got another caller that's in queue. Let's go to him. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name? Where you calling from? And what is your question or comment?
Hey, what's going on, Dave? It's Sin from South Florida checking in.
Sin, what's up, brother? How you feeling?
I'm feeling all right. How you doing, Scotty? Everybody else listening. I feel the exact way you do as far as voting, period. As far as from the top level, everywhere in between, base level, everywhere. Because in my eyes, the system of white supremacy is such that it sucks up everything. It uses everything. So anything is interchangeable. Black is interchangeable with Asian. Asian is interchangeable with oil. Oil is interchangeable with looking for gold or colonizing or anything that supports the means of white supremacy. Now, when you talk about congressmen and councilmen and, you know, sheriffs and, you know, judges on the local level and things like that, they start out good. No matter what, you guys teach me to look at logic and look at history. And for the most part, Everybody that gets in there with good intentions, most of the time they kill, they end up changing, going along with the system, or they just get out of it because they realize how corrupt just how corrupt it is and that they can't change it. And I feel like no matter what, if you vote, you indicating to them who you are and what you like. That's it. They don't care about that. They already made a decision of what they're going to do and how this system is going to be run. They just want to know, in my eyes, they just want to know where you at, know what you like, you know, and those type of things. Like the whole voting process from top to bottom is just a big survey to them because they already know, they already got going on
what they want in place, and it's going to stay like that, and it's going to refine and reform itself how it needs to. But we can't ask in my eyes, we can't ask our, like, we go in there and vote, you know, at the local level, and, you know, ask them to stay vigilant and stay true to the people and things like that. You can't ask them to, because we've been so beaten down, so oppressed as a people, that even just to not have, to just that point right there, to not have, and then to get in that position, and you're showered with this, and you're given that, and in my eyes, eventually all of them turn. And that's why I see no reason whatsoever, good reason, to vote. I had a different view 8 years ago. You know, I really thought it mattered. That was before I really studied about the Electoral College, the whole voting process and the electing process. I just saw that face. I saw the figurehead. But man, just to know what goes on now, and to know that no matter what, you have people, mighty people in my eyes, like Cynthia McKinney, that are championing, you know, these causes and factually right, to the point right, calling these people out. Nothing changed. Nothing changed. So I believe, like Scotty, I believe it's gonna take bloodshed, and I also believe what you said. If we just need to just stop, we need to stop buying in, we need to stop selling out, we need everything that has to do with the system, we just need to stop. Hard as it's gonna be, I think it's the only way is out of it. So great show, as always, great show. And I'm gonna go back in the queue, man. Y'all have a blessing,
man. Let me tell
you brother
something.
Listen, brother, I understand what you're saying, and I feel a lot about the same way. But we have a greater value in loss because of the greater number of people that are lost. Did you notice that the religious right were literally forcing Donald Trump on those people who are Christian? And the sad part about that is that a lot of them will follow the message that is given. Here's the sad part. The message giver does not follow his own laws. So therefore, he victimizes those who are blind by utilizing a religious deity to control them. And we have to be able to escape this circumstance and hopefully get as many of them out as possible. Because I don't know if you noticed it, but that's a large part of our population every Sunday morning who go into a religious place, get instruction from somebody who has no interest in their well-being at all, or they wouldn't keep them under control in a manner that services white supremacy. I just wanted to add that, Dave.
Man, Brother David, and don't y'all be telling the truth here, all right? Don't be doing that here. Don't do that here. That gets everybody in trouble. That breaks them. That becomes public enemy number one. And let me tell you, that's the place to be. Go ahead, Jerry.
Can I add something, brother? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, Jerry.
This coming from a standpoint from what a brother, because I remember this brother. Can't recall his name, but I've heard him speak on here a few times now. My question is, and it's a rhetorical question. You can answer it or you don't have to. Like I said, it's a rhetorical question. However you feel, you know, you outburst as it makes you feel. Are you particularly ready for the war that's getting ready to happen? Now, when I say you, I mean, is you, your family, your friends, and the people that surround you, are y'all ready for what's getting ready to happen? Reason I ask that is because in order for us to stop this point blank, put the screeching brakes on, and to get out, we have to start fighting, like what Scotty said. A lot of us, now I'm including now me myself, I teach my children, a few of my nephews, my nieces, my cousins, I teach them how to shoot.
But how many people are ready to let go of this system and just jump out of the car and start shooting? That's the first question we have to ask. Because if we're going to not participate in what's going on, whether it's, we all know it's bad, but for the time being, until we can get enough people up together to make some noise, we have to go along with what's happening. Like Scotty said, people going to be at your door with guns to make you do what they're going to, what they want you to do. Now, how many of us as a collective are ready to make that sacrifice? So until then, like Brother David said, if we don't participate, and when I say participate, as David said, it's not, we know that it's not nothing going on, but like the brother said, people get in there with good intentions. While they in there with those good intentions, we got to take full advantage of it. We can't hold back and say that we don't want to ask them for this because they may not be ready. We have to ask exactly what we want because everybody else do. I mean, the gay community, they came in with their demands. They didn't second guess anything. They asked for exactly what they wanted for, and somehow they got it. And I say somehow because that's how we look at it. How did they get this and we didn't get this when we asked for it? Well, one thing, we didn't put our money up behind it. We didn't have people going to them offices like they had going to the offices. The Latino community, they put their money behind it. They had people going to the offices. And then not only that, is that why they have people there, they have people paying for their bills when they're not going to work. Now, it's all a collective thing that we have to get together and do. But we as a community, we're not doing it. So I want to know what y'all... And I know you haven't even started the show yet, Dave, and I'm sorry, but
No. This is the show. It's open mic.
This is the show.
I want to know what y'all thoughts are on that standpoint.
I have my point, but you know, y'all hear me all the time. I'm going to let Sin, and then I'll jump in if Sin is still there. If he would like to respond to what you were saying, then I definitely will. Go ahead. Sin, you there?
Hello?
Okay, go ahead. You still there.
Okay. To answer the question, I'm not ready. When you say ready, just like you said, is everybody, not just me, but everybody, my family, you know, and my family, are they ready? And in that sense, no. But I am, and as an individual, I am ready. I've been making, you know, making successes, like getting, you know, things, survival things, and you know, I know how to shoot, different things like that. But my family, they're not completely sold on this racism, white supremacy thing. Let me put it like that. So I'm you know, constantly doing that every day, waking them up, showing them videos, read together, book sessions, different things like that. But as far as it goes, and again, this is my view. As far as it goes, with the political thing, with you know, when they get in there, how did the gay community, like you said, they got done what they wanted to get done. The Latino community as well. It's my view of understanding of this system that black is the worst. So if black is the worst, you get used the most and then discarded. So that means everything else that might be one step above black or two step, you use that to push. Once you get black the way you want them and now you're done with them, you use that to suppress black again and you start all over again. So what I'm saying is, they can get in there, and you know, our people, our politicians that are for the people, get in there and have those good intentions, and we can get on them, and they can pass what we want passed. But because in the higher tiers, going up to the highest you can get, it's always in motion to suppress, damage, destroy, terrorize black. So no matter what, and this is my understanding of it now as a 37-year-old man, no matter what, it's going to always be against me, no matter what, from base level all the way to the top. So, and what I need to do is, like I say, continue to get survival things intact, continue to, I hate to use this phrase because Gus is real about this, but wake up. I don't know how better else to put it, but wake up the rest of my family and those close friends that are around me and continue to go like that, because as I said, I'm 37 years old, I'll be 38 next month. I've been into the system on both sides. I've worked, I've gone to a little bit of college, I've been to prison 3 times, you know what I mean? I've been everywhere in between, and in all facets I'm seeing, basically, if you follow your energy, what is you, who you are, you as a black person, you find yourself knowing what's going on around you, and you find yourself being successful through your own means. But not knowing what's going on, not really paying attention, just trying to get a job, hold a job down, have a job before you quit the next job, make it through a high school, and hopefully go to college or trade or tech school, or you know, following into the system is basically what I'm saying. Following into the system in any kind of way is detrimental in my eyes. So, and that goes for politics, and the judicial system especially. I don't know it inside out, but I've been used by it so much that I know a lot about it. I just sit down and talk about it. I know a few things about it. I know a few things about it. It's nothing for us in there. Nothing. The higher up you go, it's worse. And I understand that. I can't always articulate it, but I understand it. So my view is pulling out from the system and getting yourself ready, but I don't see, even when we get our people in there, I don't see a change. I have not seen a change since I've been a young little whippersnapper. And it ain't changing now that I'm a grown man. And it ain't changing for my children. So I want to try something different. And this is my difference. If I answer the question, I tried to without rambling around.
No, brother, that was real good. You know, I think we got to start here. How much time we got? We got to get ready to go to commercial break. Before we go to commercial break, Jerry asked a very good question, and you all made some very relevant points. Anyone, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you, because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. Give us a call, 740-951-5030, then hit... the participant code is 549032 pound, and hit star 62. We'll definitely, excuse me, one more time. The participant code is 549032 pound, and hit star 61. I will see you in queue and we'll bring you up. Sorry about that. So now, one of the things before we get ready to go to the commercial break, you have to remember where this all starts from. It starts from the word government, and that comes from the root word to govern, which means to control. And no matter what we think about it, if we are not changing that root of its institutional foundation, no matter what politically correct thing that we try to place on it, it will always continue to be morally wrong, because politically correct is always morally wrong. That is the first and probably the most fundamental thing that we are dealing with, is control, subjugation, and enslavement. And until that is dealt with on an individual level, it's not your mother, it's not your father, it's not your brother or sister or your friend. It's you, because you were created by the great creator, God Almighty, with unique individual talents, abilities, and a free will. Listen, get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back,
Dave,
we're going to jump back into this very important conversation.
Hey. Thank you for that great abolitionist speech, man, because that's really what you're talking about, is abolishing the system. And that's why I consider myself a new abolitionist. And I know people say slavery takes many forms, but I'm primarily concerned with where they not only enslave your mind, but your body as well, to produce for them. And so Brother Sin is a right. victim of, a victim of that. And so, like many of my abolitionist friends say, we need to abolish the system, not reform it. You can't reform slavery. You have to abolish slavery. And basically what you just gave was an abolitionist speech. Now, we study abolitionists. They did not just sit back and prepare. They prepared for war to enforce right. their will of ending slavery. And then through the technology and you know, the language and the forces that's out there, they want to keep it going. A lot, the masses got fooled into believing that slavery was over. And that's why so many of the descendants of the victims have bought into this system that was enslaving their ancestors and is enslaving them today. So you just basically gave an abolitionist speech.
Yes, sir. So, hey, listen, everyone, jump in on the conversation, because we need you. You need us. You need for you to express yourself, because have you ever noticed your prayers, a lot of the times you're speaking to yourself, and take that the right way, because your direction in life, how your energy is going to be used, will come from you, because the great creator has made you with that ability to do it, to create your heaven, your hell, or your own purgatory. That is a choice of yours. Listen, we're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll continue this after these quick commercial breaks.
Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent Black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of Black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., coming to you live on this Tuesday, November the 8th, 2016. We have a live show, and we would love to hear from you. It's 740-951-5030, and the participant code is 549032 pound, and hit star 61. I will see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. We'd love to hear from you. And just before we went to break in the dialogues that we've been having among ourselves, you know, there was a question that was asked, and I think sent answered it very, very well, and the question was well put. And, you know, just before we went to the commercial break, I would always say that, you know, the great creator God Almighty has made no mistakes. We do. And we've perpetuated the mistake that we've made by having blind faith into a system, and we maintain that overall blind faith into a system that has led to the genocide of not only us but everyone else. And if we continue to try to change our vision instead of changing our direction, and I'm talking about our vision of having faith in them, then we will continue to see it in a new form. My man Jerry had brought up a point about the LGBT community, the gay and the lesbian community, and everything else. And I would say to you, did they really win anything? Look at what happened in Florida, in Orlando. Look at, see, no matter what deal you make with the devil, you always lose your soul. And they're going to use that community like they're going to use the Latino community, like they're going to use the Asian community. They're going to use every community that participates in the system because it's a ways and means system. Your way of life provides for their means of life.
Yeah, Brother Dave.
Yeah.
Hello?
Listen, yeah, go ahead, Brother Dave.
We are looking at this through the Western programming. What is that? The psychological aspects of what Westernism has taught us in our lifestyles. I would like to encourage, for those of you who are movie goers, to go see the movie Doctor Strange, because they're exposing some secrets that they never exposed before, and one of the things that they're supposed to speak about is your etheric human. That they speak about your meditational real self. Now, these terminologies don't really have a connection to you, but if you go to the movie, you will see where this person is so damaged that he goes to a place in an Asian country because he's sent there, and he's trying to find how he can rebuild himself. And he speaks to this person called the Ancient One, and the Ancient One tells him right off the top, you're too egotistical to restructure. So she exposes him to things that his body is capable of doing with the right training. The training that she's talking about is us being able to do what is called know thyself. Everything in every one of my shows that I do, I take you closer and closer to that etheric spirit that is in you and alive. So therefore, when you think about what is to come, you're looking at it from the aspect of your Western teaching. But in reality, if you look at the world for what is happening physiologically, there have been more earthquakes in places that have never had earthquakes before. That's a natural phenomenon. And there's a reason for these things to happen, because you can't damage a world the way this world has been damaged and not expect some sort of judgment. And they do. And they're going to be relying on those people who elevate themselves to the point in which they can take the battle to the next level. War will not always be physical. Even if this last war is physical, it's all going to elevate to the next level soon, because guess what? Robots can't fight there. We have to wake up to the fact that we were chosen first by the Creator for a greater purpose than we have been able to understand. And here's the bad part. We got to now restructure ourselves to learn to live right, to be able to control our bodies the way we were spiritually given the right to before that knowledge was cut off from us due to the interference of European weaponry. Why? Because they believe killing is a solution. Our people, us as a people, we worship life. That's why in some areas we are docile. And that's why we have to be able to give those people who are lost some time for to get their visibility right. Not all of them will be saved. Not all of us will be saved. But don't think that there isn't an order higher than we begin to understand. So when you literally cross that out, you give up on your purpose because you submit to yourself to go to war with the most vicious and the most antiquated and the most deadly of all beings. And that's not the route that the Creator wants you to take. That's how you're thinking, because they taught you. But believe me, in these next 2 to 3 years, the exposure is going to be so immense due to the stress of that you're going to be put in, that you're going to seek personally in ways that you never had before. And guess what? I'm trying to get you to see that as little as I can. But when they put it on the big screen, they know the predominant number of people are beginning to wake up and expand themselves, and their fear is that they will expand themselves beyond the controls of tyranny, because they cannot do what you're about to be able to experience doing because of your birthright. I'm going to leave that right there. But believe me, it's not going to be exactly as they projected to be. And there's a purpose for that, because literally, we were not put here to be destructive. We do not have a destructive nature. And if you really think about it, war is not what has ever served us as a people. It served them. It's never served us. All right, let me go back in the back room and sit back there.
No, no, great, great points as always, you know, Brother Davidson. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 740-951-5030, and the participant code is 549032 pound, and hit star 61. We'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up, and looking forward to hearing from you. Very, very important that this dialogue, but more important than the dialogue is that what you're seeing is, in my opinion, you're hearing how people resonate. And I always live by this code. It's okay to die when you fight for life, because prosperity will surely come. And it's really not so much about, you remember Dr. King on his last speech, he said that he'd been to the mountaintop and he may not get there with you. Well, everyone is going to get where they're going to get at a different place and at a different time, because you are uniquely beautiful. And that journey of your eternity, in the moments of that journey, is uniquely exclusive to you. And I think we first have to look at us individually before we try to bring, because your freedom and my freedom ends where someone else's begins. This is not something that is the creed of the government, the controllers, the rulers. They have a way of saying whatever they say is the law, is God. And this is why they have on their bills, "In God We Trust." It ain't the one that you thinking about. It's their establishment of governing and ruling and controlling people, you, by you surrendering. So it's very important for us to all get to a mountaintop. It's very important for us to get in the valley. It's very important for us to get in the ocean. It's very important for us to get in the stratosphere. It's very important for us to come to where we realize how powerful we are individually, and then that love takes over. But now, let me tell you something about love. Love is, see, this whole eternal journey is not something that should be taken for granted. Love does not mean that you surrender. Love means that you are willing to give, willing to share, willing to cooperate, because you are a respecter of life. You're not a respecter of person. So one of the things that is very, very important, I think, when we look at history, even when it's a lying history, even in their lies of their missing, even within the truths, they make the fatal mistake of putting energy in it. And the thing about us as living spirits is that we can discern energy. There was a story, a biblical story, about the children of Israel. The mistake that the children of Israel made from that biblical story was they had to wait for Moses. They had to wait. They had to wait. They had to wait. They had to wait for Moses to petition the government to let my people go. And they got so caught up in letting my people go, they were never ready to be free at all, because they had to wait on a request. What if the children of Israel, however you feel about it, decided to say that they were going, they were letting Pharaoh go? Then that means that they would have prepared for the wilderness, which Jerry's question was really about. Are you prepared for the wilderness? Are you prepared for the adversities? Are you prepared for the obstacles of letting this system go? And I would tell you something, you'll never know until you let it go. And it starts a perpetual motion where you decide every day to say, you know what? No. Your refusal to give energy to something is more important than your voicing it or you actually proclaiming it. And then you use that energy. You don't let that energy be wasted on the floor, water wasted on the floor. You allow it to be moved in a different direction that edifies yourself in your sovereignty. See, warriors understand that sovereignty is something that you defend with all of your energy and capabilities and talents at the appropriate time and at the appropriate measures. And that's not exclusive of anything. You include all of you to sovereignty, because without sovereignty, you are dead. And if you really look at what we've been, what we were born into, we were born into the domestication of death. And that is something that I think is not in any of our interests. It's not in that person. You can't even, I don't care, even if you are so-called the elite, you are dead. Because you uphold something that brings about the subjugation and enslavement of a living being and the overall mental illness that goes along with it. If you look at any orca that is ever taken out of the wild and is captured, this is what man does. Whenever you go to a zoo, you're seeing what man has got you in and what they're doing. They are using you to provide for themselves. You're performing, or you're being exploited by just your presence. Whenever they take an orca out of the wild and they capture it, it loses the erection of its dorsal fin. It shows the mental anguish that living spirit is in. Many of us are mentally ill from the enslavement that we've been born into. Even though their offsprings, if they are able to have offsprings and they're born, the only thing that they know is the walls, the cold walls that stop them. Only thing that they know is the food that's provided for them, not the food that they are able to acquire. They only know the whistles of when to jump. This is where we are.
Can I add something to that?
Sure, definitely.
Excellent. I have told many a times on my show that love is not an emotion. Love is an action. And I told you how I carry bottles of water, because a lot of times when I see homeless people, you never know the circumstances. You don't even know if it's a scam. But I serve a greatest purpose when I can give them a bottle of water. Because water gives life, it's offering them an avenue of quenching their thirst, but most of all, it's an act of love. And see, that's where we have to begin to understand that it is not about emotion. When we start treating each other and start interacting with each other with a sincerity for each other, what greater love can you show? But Westernism has taught us that we are emotional people, therefore we react emotionally. That is not true. Just like they told you, death is final, you go to heaven or hell. That is not true. The truth is, there is no such thing as death. There is something called transformation, where the body that you live in now, which houses your spiritual soul, may die, but your soul does not. But if you've been taught wrong, you will do wrong. But in having the opportunity to come and listen to this show you can start finding your way back to who you truly are, because we have answers for those questions. But if we force you to ask the question, you will never have a tribulation about the answer. And see, that's what makes truth powerful, when you could testify to your own. Okay, brother, I'll step back and get back in the back room with you.
No, y'all are more than what I appreciate, because great dialogue with Jerry Sin, Brother Davis, Scotty, and you. And if you would like to get in and express your views, give us a call, 740-951-5030.
That's 704. I'm sorry, Dave. 704-951-5030.
Oh, sorry about that. Thanks, Scotty. 704. All right, I won't make that mistake again. It's 704-951-5030, and the participant code is 549032 pound, and hit *61, and we will see you in queue, and definitely will bring you up. We'd love to hear from you all. And this is, I think it's very, very crucial and critical that we get to the heart of the matter. And the heart of the matter is the one that actually houses the energy that makes your that actually depicts who you are. Many of these things that we have questions to, we seek answers from something else when it's already there within you. It's ancestrally there. It's there in your DNA, and it's definitely there in your overall harmonic frequency. Sometimes we need to rely more on ourselves. Sometimes we need to make the decisions that are what we always talk about, absent of emotion, but are based in principle. And the principle we first have to look at is, where are we, what is the foundation of our decision making process, and what has it done for us in the past? And if from that, just from that there, we can look at our overall citizenry and see that is nothing more than our enslavement. Think about your citizenry. You're given a number, you're given a name, you're given a title, you're given a direction. That's your citizen. That's what you receive as a citizen. But as a living spirit, you're given sovereignty. You're given the ability to create as necessary to fulfill your overall talents and capabilities. This is all controlled and harnessed and domesticated by men. They invoke themselves, not always so physically. The first invoking of it to get you to surrender has to be mentally. Then from there, to maintain that mental anguish, that mental illness, there has to be a shock. There was a very, very important study that was done that the scientific community, which is nothing more than another branch of the industrial military complex, as well as your medical, so that they can give you health care when it is what you need is cure from their diseases that they create. There was a study that they did where they had two monkeys inside of a pen, and they had electrodes on these two monkeys, and they would shock these two monkeys at different times, and each monkey primate thought it was the other primate that was shocking them, and they started to fight. When are we going to realize that we're in a cage, in a lab, and we're being shocked? They tell you everything. It was another study. They had five people on an elevator, and one person got on the elevator just to show, and like Sin said, they survey you all the damn time by voting, And by doing other things, they get to the barometer of where you are. They get your pulse. And then there was another experiment where they had four people on an elevator. The fifth person got on the elevator. The elevator started to go up, and all of the people turned to one side. The person that just happened to get on at a floor saw everybody else turn. So what did they do? They turned with the people. Then the elevator ride continues. Then the four other people turn again in sync. What does the fifth person do? Seeing that what in the world is going on, so they kind of like think, what's happening? Well, maybe I'm supposed to turn like that, and they turn with everybody else. They turned around in a complete circle. And do you know what? That fifth person was as dizzy as dumb, because they're following. And this was an experiment in how they get you to follow the spinning. Time to get off.
Hey, brother. Time to get off. Hey, Brother Dave, can I add something to that?
Yeah, go ahead, Brother Dave.
A lot of people fail to realize.
We got another call in queue. We'll get you in a second.
Okay.
It works
so well that you become self-destructive. And to think about it, how many of you people who know smoke cigarettes? That's destroying your temple. How many people you know go out here and they drink alcohol excessively? They do things that are self-destructive to their temple because they have not understood that they have the control to go in a different direction. So literally, they fear personal growth. Now imagine the power of the programming to get you to fear personal growth. Okay, Dave, I just wanted to add that.
Well said, Brother Davis. They fear going into the wilderness. They ask, can we go? Can we go now? Can we go now? Can we go? Moses, we going yet? Is it time for us to leave? Did God send you to him? Is he going to let us go? Yeah, he's going to let us go. All right, let's run out. And have never prepared for being free. We got another caller in queue. Let's go to this caller. Wow, this caller's calling early today. This is good. Roz, what's going on, brother? Wait a minute, man. It's early. You don't have to rush today.
No, the train was on time. The white supremacists drove the train pretty fast. I got home earlier than I expected. I'm glad about that. The ancestors opened my paths and doors and roads to getting here, because this is an important conversation, highly important.
Yes, it is, brother. Go ahead. Shoot, Brother Roz.
All right. Everyone brought up some salient points, and I appreciate everyone's point of view, because I think it was just phenomenal. I just want to touch on a couple of things. Well, the orcas, when you talked about the orcas being born with their fins bending after they catch them from the wild, I saw that. It was Blackfish on CNN. And what I noticed is every child born to every calf or orca calf born to captive orcas all have bent fins. They don't even know what it's like to have fins that stand up straight like normal orcas, because they're already, and like I said yesterday with epigenetics.
Yesterday,
it's
right.
It's the genetic modification of white supremacy that's happening to them, where they're just born that way automatically. And and Scotty brought up something yesterday as well when I was discussing the fact that when black people choose to mix their genes with these mutant terrorists, that you're infusing them with genetic white supremacy. And Scotty said the black gene is dominant over the white gene, and I don't think many people caught it because of when he said it, and he's absolutely right. The thing I wanted to say though is that if you dilute that gene enough, eventually it's not going to be potent enough to override it. And if you look at what Dr. John Henry Clark talked about in regards to the, he called them pseudo-white supremacists, which are basically the two mixed race groups, the Arabs and the Jews, are the greatest example of how white supremacy can manifest genetically in mixed race groups, and they become a super organism buffer class. So it doesn't mean that everyone who's mixed race is going to go in that direction, but there's such a majority of them that now we have Jews who have now been made honorary whites, and then Arabs who practice pseudo-white supremacy via the vehicle of Islam. So I thought that what Scotty said yesterday was just very powerful, but I think history just bears out that if mixed-race children are not in an environment where they're getting the truth and an understanding of the system of white supremacy, they're going to be genetically predisposed to mistreat their black parent, whichever one that is, and the people that that black parent comes from. Also, the Social Security number I thought was brilliant, because you're right, when we're born, we're given a number. They're basically, they're mirroring prison. Every child is born is being put into prison. They're giving you your number. You know, you're on the plantation of white, the global plantation of white supremacy, and you're supposed to get in where you fit in and become an automaton of white supremacy. So I thought that that was brilliant, because it was Neely Fuller Jr. who discussed the fact that the entire planet has become their plantation and their sexual playground, where they mistreat and abuse our non-white people wholesale. The other thing I thought you brought up was brilliant was voting. And you're right, because my question has always been, how do we get an accurate count? who saw that each ballot? Like, we need direct access to each individual vote in order for us to really understand what's happening. Because what we do is we go in a booth, we push a button or whatever the case may be, and we wait for white people to tell us what happened. Like, nobody really knows what happened, because we are going to them for everything. They're the gatekeepers. They're the bottleneck to our understanding of reality the way that they give it to us. So I've never, ever, ever believed anything they say. And when it comes to this vote, I didn't vote. I don't vote. And it was funny, when I got off the train to meet my wife, I saw two officers.
Raj, you do vote. You vote.
Well, you vote. I was about to say that. Yep.
We all vote.
Yes,
we
sir.
Vote for us. Every,
yes, sir.
Every, and that's the one. But go ahead, Ross. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, I saw these two cops with guns bigger than them in the train station. I'm like, oh, well, this is the result of, you know, Mike Savage and Donald Trump talking about not giving up, not accepting if he loses. And obviously, they're prepared for the white supremacists to get crazy. And Jersey, I call it Northern Alabama. It's as racist as it gets in the North. You're going to find it in Jersey. I'll tell anyone, just read Asada Shakur's autobiography to understand just how racist Jersey is. So to see those officers just kind of brought me back to that reality of, yep, this is who and what we're dealing with.
Hey, Ross, in that biography you just mentioned, she also mentions how a plantation overseer told her that slavery wasn't abolished. What you talking about? You in
Absolutely. Yes, sir. And the other thing I thought about was when you were talking about the Israelites being told to wait for Moses in order to make a move towards autonomy, towards the Exodus. And if you look at that story, that's why a lot of our people, because the vast majority of black people are Christian, that's why we're waiting. Because religion has told us, wait for the Savior to come, wait for this person who's going to, you know, petition the government on your behalf. And they're going to basically revolutionize the way that you exist on this planet and the way that you live. And the idea is that that's what we've been doing. You know, we have been petitioning them for everything. We're petitioning them for a job. We're petitioning them for a decent education. We're petitioning them for decent drinking water. We're petitioning them to stop murdering us in the street, unarmed with our backs turned to the police. So the idea is that a lot of what we're living now has been inculcated in us for at least the last 500 years when some of our ancestors were brought here under the duress of slavery. The rest of them were enslaved right here. So it's a lot to think about as far as how we function, and the fact that we have been so trained to accept their version of reality and anything that they present to us as being reality, that we don't live a real life. We're living in the Matrix, and the Matrix is the world we're living in. And we have to actually remove ourselves from the Matrix, which I believe not voting and not participating in this system is the first step towards that. But I think it was either Sin or Jerry who brought it up. But eventually it's going to take violent struggle. I mean, hey, the most violent struggle is what it took to get us here, a pan-European violent genocidal struggle. So to eventually liberate ourselves is going to get to that point. But ultimately, we don't have enough people who understand the way the world works and who want to do something about it to make a difference. And I think it was Jerry who asked if we're prepared. I say wholesale, like, white supremacy has destroyed my family so effectively that I just do what I have to do to take care of the people immediately available to me to reach. And when I say I'm talking about...
Hold on, Jeff. We got to get ready to go to a commercial break. One sec. We're going to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. Sorry about that. 1 second, Raj. And I heard Jerry in the background. 1 sec. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. Listen to Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., here on Tuesday, November the 8th, 2016. Great, great show. It's an open mic. We're going to finish with Roz and with a couple other people. I think is no one else is wait, there's a couple other people in queue. So we'll finish with some of the callers that's there, and then we're going to, there's a couple of stories that we have to get to because they're very, very important, because they're all a part of what we're talking about. So just want to get back to Roz was making some points. So, Roz, I wanted you to get back to the point that you were making. Sorry about the commercial interruption, but I know you're not used to that because you're usually coming in like 10 minutes from right about now, and just the show has been going on. So, but go ahead, brother.
Yes, I just wanted to say, for me, I've been preparing. I've been giving as much information to my wife as possible. I know it's hard for her to process because she's a caregiver for my in-laws. So her focus has been literally on being literally a parent to her parents at this point. So I try to do what I can so that when everything hits the fan, she knows she can lean on me. I've been passing on quite a bit to my son and anybody else who will listen and who I'm able to somehow influence to understand the way things really work. When it comes to my immediate family, it's sad, but it's just what it is. I've chalked it up a long time ago to, you know, it's going to be what it is. With some of these people, as much as I love them, I have to make moves to take care of me and mine. And if any of them wake up to that reality and we link up, then by all means, I'll help if without putting myself in a compromising situation, of course. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know what, Raj? You know what it is? It's the old ancient thing is that one of the things that the system has taught us is to overextend ourselves. To overextend ourselves in this way. If God can't make someone do something, what makes you think that you can? If you just take it from a standpoint when it comes to are you ready, the question is really for you. And for those that resonate like you, like Harriet Tubman said, I freed thousands, but I would have freed thousands of more slaves if only if they had known that they were slaves. Well, some people want to be a slave. Some people have actually compromised, and they don't want anything to change. They love it the way it is. And those, so, and you know what? They have that choice to do just that. So it's, I think it's very important for us to realize that not everyone sees it the way we do. Not everyone sees it the way I do. Not everyone sees it the way you do. That's really a beautiful thing in so many different ways. But can it be a hindrance? Yes, it really can. But it's not your responsibility. I think your responsibility is as it is with everything else, with raising our children and actually taking on the good attributes of our parents. It's our choice to do that or not. Because the key to this whole thing is that no one can make you do anything, but if you're willing to suffer the consequences of your decisions, then that's really where it is. So I think it's really important for us, as you were saying, to do what you can for those that want to and choose to be free. Because I'm going to tell you, there are many people that will always want to be on the plantation, and they will take the advantage to get any events, because they say, you know, you can't beat this. You can't. And then what they're going to do, they're going to see an opportunity to go back and say, I know where they are.
Hey, Dave.
I know who they are.
Dave,
and I know where they plan on doing. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
We live in historic times right now, and I'm not talking about this presidential selection. Many people will think that that's what we're referencing, the first white female, Miss Ann, to become CEO of USA Inc. That's not the history I'm talking about. I'm talking about the largest rebellion in U.S. history, and therefore the world, against slavery. I don't be joking. This ain't no gimmick when I tell people that slavery was never abolished. They legalized it. Politicians did through the Constitution. You just referenced Harriet Tubman. If I can convince, that's what I'm trying to do, is convince people that slavery was never abolished. And then you also said something so true, and not metaphorically, but also literally. I once met a person who in and out of prison. I'm like, man, why are you always in and out of prison like that? At this time, I didn't have an understanding, though, of how he was targeted. But this individual had become so used to being a slave on a prison plantation that he was like, he does things to go back, because he doesn't have to look for a job. He doesn't have to feed himself. Everything is decided for him. You talking about Stockholm syndrome? This dude really had it. But right now, there are prisoners of this current system of slavery who are rebelling, and some of them here in North Carolina, they kept it on the down low. They burnt down the prison, some of the victims, and they shipped them all out. Over 500 people, they are protesting against the brutality of modern day slavery. Burnt the prison down right here in North Carolina. Y'all didn't hear about that, though, did you? Unless you listen to BTR News, then you heard about it. But these other brothers, and I heard even sisters, have joined in, whether they having hunger strikes or they're saying, we're not reporting to work. We're not going to work for AT&T. We're not going to work for Victoria's Secret. We're not going to run our doggone plantation. We're refusing to be slaves. And they're calling it slavery. They're pointing to the 13th Amendment, and they're also calling it slavery. And yet, we have these people that don't want to be slaves. And for the most part, we are not in a position to help them attain freedom. That's sad.
You know what, Scotty, you're right. We are in, and I'm going to tell you, it's going to continue to grow. I know Brother Davis and I talked about this. We talked about this on it. In the plight of it all, there is a resonating spirit that vibrates in. It's at such a high pitch that it breaks everything. And I know that things are going to go in a very meaningful direction, because once you decide that you are no longer going to allow yourself to participate in something, your overall creation, the ability to create your heaven, is at your whim. And this is what it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be something that is going to be we look at what the barometer, or what the measure of easy is. We look at celebrities as having an easy life, athletes having we've taken away from what's easy. That's a wishbone. Our wishbone is bigger than our backbone. Once our backbone gets bigger than our wishbone, it's no stopping. It's no stopping, because it's your backbone that puts the energy forward. It's your wishbone that makes you to believe upon a star, man, and they all fall. And they all fall. So, listen, everyone, there's a couple of things that I have got to get to, what's in the news before we get out of here. Very, very important, critical issues, because this is going to be a part of. There was a, you know, earlier in the show, Mel called in and talked about Zero. I forget what the name of the movie is, about the Stuxnet virus. Well, over the weekend, yesterday, we talked about how Russia, the U.S. military had put a they had hacked into the Russian grid, the telecommunications, the Kremlin center command. Well, there was a major power plant inside of Russia that exploded earlier today. And they saying that it was a virus that caused it to explode. That's exactly what the Sputnik virus did in Iraq to blow up their nuclear facility, the centrifuges. And remember what Russia said that it, just yesterday. They said that if anything, if this is true, then this would be considered a cyber terrorism. And do you know what that means when someone has a terrorist act from you from a sovereign state? That's an act of war. This power grid place, this power station, was actually one of the key communication facilitators for its naval armada that's in Syria right now, that is going to start airstrikes in Aleppo any moment right now. And once they do that, and let me tell you, if Hillary gets into their so-called the celebrity CEO position, one of the first things that she's going to do as the president-elect is going to start to say that she is going to want a no-fly zone in Syria, and you can bet all everything is going to break, because this is the leverage that is going to be used. It is really, really expanding, folks, and it's expanding fast. Not only was there was also reports of banks in Russia that was hit. It was like three banks that was hit. Remember what the military did on Saturday and Sunday? They said that they hacked into these things. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the governments, the controls, the rulers keeping their momentum of control over the people, because they always create debt that they don't have to pay. They create write laws that they don't have to obey, and they declare wars that they don't have to fight. These things are really ramping up. Just, you all definitely need to know about these things so that you can appropriately respond to them. So we're going to see how this whole thing unfolds. I will be glad, and I will say, and I'm looking forward to the day when we all as people realize that a few people will not rule and control me. A few people will not control me in the masses. We need to totally get away and disassemble the system of control that is our own downfall. It's not their downfall. It's our downfall. But the key to this whole thing is the foundation is us. It has to be ruptured. You don't need a president. You don't need a judicial system. You can, if someone is breaking the overall conduct of the village or the people or the community should look at that and decide how they're going to respond to that person and where the rehabilitation would be. See, this is the facade of everything. Most all of the crime that here is artificially created because it is a natural response. Anytime you have a hurt child always grows up to be an angry adult. And all of this is manufactured. All the crime is manufactured. What else are people supposed to do but to respond in anger when they're captured? The rehabilitation is freedom. Remember when we were kids, the peace and the love that we had for one another and the capabilities of it, because we weren't as indoctrinated as adults. So important. And I just want to thank, we're going to get out of here. Go ahead. Who is that? I couldn't hear.
It's Jerry. Dave. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Jerry.
Okay. Me and you done had so many conversations on our own private conversations or what say. So a lot of the questions that I asked tonight wasn't because that's how I feel.
Oh, no, no. I know.
Don't get me wrong. Some of them was. Don't get me wrong to all the listeners. But some of them wasn't. It was all to spark a conversation. And it did what it was supposed to do. It brought out a whole lot of different points for how people feel. And from the points that they made, I could understand that they was conflicted on different points of what it may have been and the question that I asked. Well, when they thought about the question that I asked, it made it feel a different way. So, you know, I appreciate this, Dave. I appreciate this, Scotty, and everybody else that contributed on the conversation. Thank you. This is exactly what I needed. And as always, whether I listen to you live or I listen to you while I'm at work, I love the show, and I'm going to get back up off of here. Appreciate that. Peace.
No, brother Jerry, we all knew, because what you were doing was absolutely right. We are in the midst of our council of our brothers, and we come with an open hand. And I say we should always come with an open hand, because there's nothing that anyone can steal from you. There's so much into which you can give. But that does not mean, by any means, that you allow anyone to destroy you for their own agenda. That would mean that you would have to give them your energy so that they would have two lives and you would have none. That's not why you were created so uniquely beautiful with all your talents, capabilities, and the possibilities.
Brother Dave.
Yeah, go ahead.
With all that said, I need you to play Connector for me. I need to speak with Brother Scotty and Brother Ross. I need you to look that up for me.
Yeah, yeah, they're right here. Raj, you there?
Anytime. Yes, sir. You can give them my number. I have no problem with that. Looking forward to it. It's all good. Yes, sir.
And what you do?
I got a lot to learn from both of you brothers. I already got Brother Davis' number. Brother Davis put everything that needs to be known out up front, so I got him. But Brother Roz and Brother Scotty, I need to talk with them in private also.
Yeah, Scotty is always, you know, just email him at BTR. Email him and then set it up from there, and definitely will. So
yeah, Gary, my number, you could use my business line. You can call it. If I don't pick up, you can leave a message. I'll get back to you, or you could text me at 704-817-2161. So that's our business line. It's also posted on the website, but that's 704. Man, I got all these numbers, so many numbers in my head. Man.
I know. I got you.
It's all right,
Scotty.
I get it off the website.
Okay, and you can even text me there, too.
Brother Rand. But yeah, y'all two brothers, I need to contact y'all on the outside of the air.
No problem. No problem. And I wanted to give
Go ahead. Go ahead. Ross.
Oh, I just wanted to give a shout out to Max Parthas. I heard Scotty had played this before you joined the program yesterday. He had played freestyle with him and a sister named New Sheba. That track is a beast.
Wait. Hold on. Ross. Hold on.
Scotty,
I love freestyle. I'm going to tell you, they killed it.
Yes, man. I was sitting there, the hairs on my arms stood up. I said, this brother and this sister is killing it right now.
Wait. I'm going to tell you, Max killed it. But I'm going to tell you, the sister brought out the ancestral warriors. Not only did she walk into the building, she brought some warriors with her. And it's so funny you said it, because every time I hear it, I resonate with it. And I always want Scotty, yo, man, play that. And it is who we really are. Remember, a soldier could never do what a warrior just thinks. Thinking.
Hey, since y'all brought up Max's name, and when y'all were discussing things during the program, and it's so many things be resonating with me, but I was like, okay, What's the plan to overthrow this system? How? What would that look like? What's the strategy? Because right now, basically, I think we people who are honest would agree that right now we're countering a racist, a system of racism, right. A system of slavery, yeah. Oppression, whatever label you want to give it. And but we're reacting to it. We haven't really gone on the offensive. Okay, and Max wrote a plan out of what it would look like the day slavery ended. I think if you Google that, the day slavery ended, he wrote out in words a plan to have Nuremberg-style trials and, you know, just the minutia of what it would look like and what in the people that we would need to participate in ending this system, man. So check that out, man. It was a brilliant piece that he wrote. He did not turn it into a poem because it is a plan to put these slavers on trial. And so it's great piece. Look it up.
You know what, Scotty? I think what the next town hall should be just that.
I agree. I'm down. Absolutely.
I think that's one of my favorite tracks, though. Freestyle.
Oh, come on. We wouldn't have known that, Scotty. Is shoot, and it's never old. But Scotty, I think that should be the next town hall that we have is what you just asked here, and I think that should be brought about and constructed among many of people, and then take the best of that, and then from the council that you all decide to put together to start to put that, and then to make it known and to make it plain.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, my man said, go ahead, brother.
I just wanted to say, when Scotty mentioned that, hair stood up on the back of my neck, on my arms. I don't know why, but I feel like that in itself, if we can get people this plan, we can get our people to attack on that and latch on that and live that. I don't know, I just felt something real spiritual just then when he mentioned that, and when you said that should be the next town hall meeting, and Raj concurred. So I just want to say I agree with that 1,000%. And good night, fellas. I appreciate the discussion. And you guys, all you guys, be safe, man. I appreciate you. And
love you, Sam.
Hey, can I say something real quick?
yeah, great.
For everybody who voted, everybody who didn't vote, if you go to a job after this conversation that we had tonight, be ready to run into something that you don't want to run to. Just be ready for it, because it's coming. Regardless of who wins, I personally think that the woman is going to win. Whether I care who won or not, I believe that she's going to win. So be ready for that, because all of this, I personally don't think that Donald Trump was running
right
to win the election initially anyway.
They put a clown before a criminal. Right. So that exactly, Jerry.
And everybody what was not anticipated was that how many clowns, to use the words that you said, how many clowns that was gonna follow him. Now there's no coincidence that the clown phenomenon came across, that they was terrorizing people. Recognize that. All of this stuff happened, and now we're going to have a whole lot more of what was going on through these last 8 years. We're going to have that double, if not triple or quadruple. Recognize that. Know the gun laws in your county and be aware of that, and be ready for it. That's all I wanted to say. But like I said, I wanted to talk to Brother Scotty, and I wanted to talk to Brother Roz. And of course, you already know, as soon as the program up, I'm going to call you, man. So.
Yes, sir. Hey, I'll be running out. I got some preparing this stuff to do. just because of that, because believe me, we stand on our feet around here. So much love, much respect. Roz, Jerry, Sin, Brother Davis, Scotty, Mel that called in, all of you that listened, much love, much respect. We truly, truly do care about you. Are we, you know, the good thing about relationships is that you don't have to be right. But when you know that someone has sincere intentions and they love you, you know that they're not wrong for you. Much love and much respect. We'll talk to you all soon. Peace.
Peace.
Freestyle, free like birds and trees, free like open seas, free like the change of seasons, and that is the reason we need to stop killing American soldiers without a reason. Freestyle, fighting a war for money control and America's own treason. Disloyal to our own, but we go to other nations and we make their houses our homes. What about our homes? What about our houses? In this war that ain't about you, ain't about me, and damn sure ain't about America's civil liberties, because we got Americans dying behind gunfights, crooked cops, babies crying, presidents lying, black men a statistic, AIDS, and this shit is quite twisted. The streets sweep, babies missing, and mamas wishing they daddies was there, and it makes me want to holler because it seems like we no longer care. Freestyle, free life, freeing the street soldiers from this war in progress, because it's on the street too, and it too is about greed and power. We need the government to wake up and take a truth shower. We need us to get us free, because they don't know what's best. Probably ain't never seen 7-year-old little boys wearing bulletproof vests to protect their chest, because ghetto children run free, and they run free through free bullets that's ready to rip through chest. Free bullets ready to lay to rest anyone in their way. See, free bullets run free through playgrounds where ghetto children run free all day. Freestyle, let me await to see the day when I am free like birds that fly high up in the sky, flapping wings able to elevate while my mind accumulates thoughts of being free, because my voice is not free like freedom of speech should be. Freestyle.
Like a spoiled child with well-to-do parents, like not only being royal but standing and planning as the heir apparent. That's how it should be. Freestyle. Without FCC sons of piles calling out fouls, or free like anarchy in the streets and the rippling roars of the crowds. Like taxi drivers do rules written in stone. Freestyle the way the FBI can tap all our phones. Free to be me and do whatever I want to do, and freestyle so they can be them and you can be you too. I want mine totally, completely, absolutely, unconditionally free. No rules or regulations of what could, should, or might happen to what they be. No values claim, no limits to the game. No special names you need to know to get in. No chains, leashes, leases, or theses on how far I can take my journey, or what criteria this poet needs to fill or fit in. Free to see glass ceiling shattered and the shards sent to the discard pile. Full freestyle.
That's how it should be. Freestyle. Never repressing my thoughts, locking my words, stressing the verbs and I'm, because my speech is not free like the wind that blows this supposed liberation throughout this tired-ass nation. While I sit on rooftops reading the alphabet verses of the ghetto and screaming out, don't die, civil liberties, don't die. Hoping my voice is heard through the nation's mountaintops. And the Emancipation Proclamation said I was free over 200 years ago, but my soul still don't feel so. While the Statue of Liberty presents a false reality of freedom, more fake than reality TV, because she just does not reflect me. My voice locked up and locked inside my body. Without words, I can never be free. So I look at myself and try not to see myself as a nigga they wanted me to be. Free like birds is what I wish to be. No longer picking cotton on your plantation. My arms tired, my legs weak. Feeling like my life has succumbed to your damnation. And without justification, it seems I have become a slave to hip-hop beats and Rhythm Nation. Ignorance spoken at its highest height, played on every radio station because they think that we be tight. Rocking expensive clothes, we calling ourselves bitches and hoes. And we think we free shit. We more oppressed than I ever guessed. Soul searching, looking for spiritual salvation while listening to outcast liberation, trying to break the chains of enslavement and mental degradation. Freestyle like running in the night, trying to find the light in the window, reaching for our foundation so we can start a new creation. Freestyle like freeing words of the good book that have been brought to translation and freeing me from all accusation from this nation, because it seems like I've been in all my frustration in this poem that I've called Freestyle, my lyrical libation. Freestyle, that's how it should be. That's how it should
like
be.
Imagination, creation, and blindly breaking through borders the way love does. A self-organization of things, as if every nation had wings, it could fly through the sky like a dove does. Free to live, free to give, free to dream the dreams of a potential prince, free like the freedom we had way back in Eden, and have yet to see it since. Free like common sense, free like death, no fickle favorites anywhere to be found. Even if you look at every book, behind every tree, or under every little rock on the ground. Freedom like light, sight, and sound, like sunshine and moonlight, and the promises of the Christ, unfettered by the weather, the lords of Caesar's treasures, or somebody's man-made price. Freedom flow like ice, freestyle, that's how it should be, priceless like faith, belief, and man's free will. Free to know what it all means, where it all goes, and how it all feels. Free to know what's really real, free for me to know the damn deal. Free like a mother's silver tears, like a father's groundless fears. Free to be shared everywhere, like pain, shame, suffering, and war. The freedom to always do just a little bit more. Freestyle like what we've all been dying for. Freestyle, that's how it should be. That's how it should be. That's how it should be. That's how it should be.